Scotland that
it's very rare, almost unique, to have alternatives in a mitzvah. In other words, that you could, you're in a situation where you're obligated to do either A or B, either Yibum or Chalitza. The only exact other parallel, and the Rambam himself makes a note of this, as we discussed, is pidyon and arifas chamor. So there too you have a possibility of pidyon, and if not, there's the arifa. But otherwise, it's very, it's a very unusual situation where you're faced with a mitzvah and you can choose to do one mitzvah or to do another mitzvah. And the question is that really what's going on in Yibum v'Chalitza? Are there really two alternatives? Is one better than the other? Is one a compensation for the other? This, of course, is the background for trying to figure out what the relationship is. When the Gemara says in five different places in the Masechta, kol ola Yibum ola Chalitza, called she'ena ola liyibum, ena ola lachalitza. So that further links, these two institutions to each other, because we're basically saying that not only are there two alternatives, right? You're faced with the option of either yibum or chalitza in a situation where you face a yivama, where the brother dies and has no children, and he has one or more wives. So it's not only that you have the choice of one or the other, but that the capacity to do one also impacts on the other. That's already an escalation of significant proportions. Then the question is, how to interpret that klal, that rule? Do we mean by that almost nothing? Meaning, it sounds like something very important, but it turns out to be something a lot less. Meaning, that it's not so much about the interrelationship between Yibum v'Chalitza, but about the common denominator between the two, in which case one, or the absence of one, is an indication that that common denominator, Mechayev, is absent, and therefore, obviously, it equally impacts the other. So it isn't that Yibum is a, or the potential of Yibum, the capacity for Yibum, is a prerequisite for Chalitza, as much as it is that if there's no Yibum, and the reason that there's no Yibum is because there's no Zika, then of course there's not going to be Chalitza either. That's what I mean by the possibility that it sounds like a cloud, but it isn't really a cloud. It's just really a shear in the common denominator. It means the circumstances that generate equally Yibum and Chalitza don't exist in a situation like this. The fact that there's no Yibum shows that there's no Chalitza either. Now if that's the case, then, and that's what it was all about, then in theory, you might say it in the other direction as well, right? If there's no chalitza, and that reflects that there's no zika, if somehow we knew that first, then that would affect there being no yibum either. So one of the questions, and we're going to discuss this tonight a little bit at least, is whether or not the relationship between yibum and chalitza, kol ola yibum ola chalitza, kol she'ein ola liyibum, eina ola lachalitza, does that also work in the other direction? Is there a klal that kol she'ein ola lachalitza, Eina ola liyibum, right? So again, if it's all about the common denominator of Zika, then it could go in both directions. If, on the other hand, it's about, let's say, Chalitza being perceived as a compensation for, as a punishment for, as a foil of Yibum, so then the relationship is likely to be in one direction and not in the other. It's likely that there's not going to be chalitza and if there's no yibum. But, if there's no chalitza, that shouldn't necessarily affect yibum, because that's a first option, a better option. Just because you can't do the backup doesn't necessarily mean you can't or shouldn't do the primary. On the other hand, there's another possibility, and that is that chalitza should be, has one benefit over yibum. That is, that chalitza may be what I call a safety valve for yibum. Just like, kiddushin, has its safety valve, which is gerushin, namely, if things are going wrong, as we've discussed many times, so the kiddusha sheishes itself sometimes demands that there be a divorce. That's why we call it the matzava erbaz dabar, even though the erbaz dabar right, can be something, again, not talking about a betrayal, you know, of Eish HaSish, right? At least not the way we pass in the halacha. We still call it Ervas Davar, so we explained in our Hakdama to Gittin some years back, that's because, even though it seems peculiar, it's not that we trivialize Ishus and allow for a get, you know, Bikdiacha Tafshilo, but we protect Kedushas Ishus by, right, there being the outlet, the possibility of an exit when it's necessary. Better that there should be a divorce in some cases, then Kiddushin should continue and lose its sense of Kiddushin. So in a similar vein, it's possible to argue that there's a relationship between Yibam and Chalitza in that other direction as well. That Chalitza should be contingent upon Yibam, right, if you say that it's a compensation or a punishment or a, you know, something of the sort, or it's meaning, the meaning of Chalitza is in the, you know, neglect of Yibam. That certainly makes sense, and that goes in one direction rather than the other. But this idea of the safety valve, the idea that, you know, can you demand Yibum, you know, without giving the option of Chalitza? If you demand Yibum without giving the option of Chalitza, so that's the opposite of Abishol. We've been discussing Abishol, you know, a lot. We necessarily, again, are in a top Paschal like Abishol, most people don't. But what I've been saying is that the mentality of Abishol, just to remind everybody, Abishol is the one who says that you have to have the proper kavana when it comes to Yibum. And that even l'shem noy, right, as opposed to l'shem, you know, l'hakim l'achid, shem b'yisrael, whatever it means, we'll have to discuss it more fully also, we'll discuss that maybe the next week or so, that, you know, the wrong, you have to have l'shma, as it were, you know, in Yibum. That's a very strange, that we need, that you need l'shma in a karban, that you need l'shma in stam, you know, makes a lot of sense. We don't find in Kiddushin that you need Lishma, right? I mean, you should get married for the right reasons, but no one would ever say, oh, you know, you got married because some wrong reason. Someone, no one would say that it's Achal and that it's Arayos, right? But Abishol does say that about Hebrew. Now again, there are many Rishonim who think some Rishonim who think that the Abishol's din is only din Rabbana. But the Ramban, certainly, in Daf Lamed Tes, thinks that Abishol is a din d'oraisa. So the exact opposite of Abishol would be if you had a situation of Yibum, which was Bal Korcha of the Baal and the Isha. That you said, listen, I don't care what any of you feel here, what, you know, proper perspective you're able to muster, she, you know, she requires Yibum, and there's no option. So It may very well be, I'm suggesting this, that in a way, Chalitza should be seen as something which keeps Yibum, even if you don't require Abishol, but it keeps you know, an Abishol echo, you know, alive for Yibum. In other words, it establishes at least that it's the choice of the Yavam, if not of the Yavama. And that's why Chalitza is very crucial. So then if you don't have the option of Chalitza, right, then it's possible that that impacts on Yibum. And we'll see in a minute that there are some Rishonim who have this called the Gemara is explicit about the klal in one direction. We'll see in a moment that some of the Bali Tosis and the Rambam also do believe that there is an opposite klal. Anyways, the point is that if it was all just about Zika, we would probably say it in both directions, but we also wouldn't have to work so hard, because it sounds like more than it is. If the extreme alternative is to say that it's really this idea of a foil in one direction or a safety valve in the other. In other words, it isn't, even if there is Zika, but still, to be meaningful, Chalitza requires the possibility of Yibum, because it's the neglect of Yibum that makes Chalitza significant. Even ceremonially, right, if you talk about some of the things, the spinning, the shoeing, the, you know, some of the amira of chalitza is contingent upon, you know, the possibility of doing yibum and the decision not to do yibum. That's what I mean by a foil. Meaning, and one of the, I think, proofs that this is so. So that's the second extreme. Let me explain the middle first, and then I'll explain the proof. The middle shita, which we certainly saw with the view of the Ramban, if not more Rishonim, is the view that not every detail, not lemaisa, that there's no yibum, will dictate that there's no chalitza. But it's also not true in the other extreme, that only when there's no zika liyibum is there no zika lechalitza. Rather, the hagadara is that whenever you're mufka miyibum, whenever you can't do yibum for fundamental reasons, then there's no chalitza either. But if you can't do yibum for technical reasons, right, then there will be chalitza. That's what the Ramban and Rashba both call, although they draw the line and argue about certain cases, right, Iser Acher Gorim Lo. If Iser Acher Gorim Lo is the reason that you can't do yibum, there'll be chalitza. That's something that the Ramban and Rashba both agree about. What they argue about is, what is Iser Acher Gorim Lo, right, and what's a case which is more fundamental? Where do you draw the line of that? For example, if there's a maisa yibum but no chalos yibum, right? For example, ase is do chalos ase, ve'en ase do chalos ase v'yase. So if you have yibum, right, but the woman is an almana nesua, and the yavam is a kohen gadol, so the Gemara says there's no din of ase do chalos ase v'yase. And the pashtus of the Gemara is, if you were to be obar v'yibim, the yibum would be no good. And that's a situation, right, where it's not probably not correct to say that there's no maisa yibum, but there's no chalos yibum. Because there's no heter of ase do chalos ase, so it's not that it's impossible to conceive that there would be yibum. After all, kiddushin is topes, you know, b'chai v'lav and v'ase, right? But the din, that it's not doesn't override, right, is something that makes the yibum not be chal. That's a simple reading of the Gemara, daf chal. That's one situation. The Ramban calls that still Yisur Acher Gorim Lo. The Ramban and daf, the one that we already saw, the one on daf Lamed Vav, or Lamed Heil Medes, the Ramban says the fact that Ein Ase Dochalos Ase V'Ase is an Yisur Acher Gorim Lo, and there'll be Chalitza Daraisa in that case. But some Rishonim think that there's no chalitza daraisa in that case. So they might think that the very fact that there's no maisa yibum, there's no chalos yibum, right, means that it's not Yisur Acher Gorim Lo, it's something more fundamental. And that triggers kol ol yibum, ol bi ol chalitza, kol shein ol yibum, in ol chalitza. Ramban himself thinks that a case of Ein ol yibum and ein ol chalitza, which is not, in other words, Yisur Acher Gorim Lo, is, for example, a situation of the Tanai, a case that we discussed a few weeks ago. What's the situation of the Tanai? The woman gets, a man is married to a woman, and he divorces her, and he says, I'm conditioned that you don't marry Shimon. And she goes ahead, and her second marriage, she doesn't marry Shimon, because that would unravel her get. She couldn't do that. So instead, she marries Shimon's brother, Reuben. And then Reuben dies without children. So now Shimon is the yavam candidate to this woman. Now, if he goes ahead and he does yibum, it won't be yibum, because she will end up having been Nashis Ish, and she never will have been married to his brother. So the situation isn't just where there's no chalos yibum, because of something comparable to Ein Aseh Do Chalos Aseh V'Aseh. There's not even a maisa yibum, because the second that he starts doing yibum, it's not a yibum case. So it's not just that the yibum isn't chal, right? There just isn't yibum. There's no hekatimsi of yibum. That, the Ramban thinks, right, is an example of kol ol yibum, ol lechalitza, kol she'in ol yibum en ol lechalitza. And ironically, the Rajba disagrees. Rajba says that's an example of Yisur Acher Gorim Lo. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, this middle shita is, where do you draw the line? But the point is, it's not, we're saying it's more than cases where there's no Zika. Even cases where there is Zika, the impact of Yibum on Chalitza is applicable. But not every technical reason, not every technical case where there's no Yibum either, where there's a fundamental exclusion, and then there's a debate where to draw. It's complicated, but you can see what's going on. But what we found, and what we were in the middle of, or we're towards the end of figuring out, was that the Gemara quotes kol ol yibum kol lechalitza kol she'ein ol yibum ein ol lechalitza five different times. I think we went through four of them, and we're up to the fifth. Of the five, we can break them down into two types, and that's important too. The first type is the type that we encounter on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and again on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph and Chaf Amud Beis. And that's a situation where there is no Yibum, right? And because there's no Yibum, there's no need for Chalitza. For example, that Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara talks about it in the case of the Mishnah on Beis, where the Mishnah says you have 15 Arayos. If you encounter a Yivama as a candidate who's an Erva, or one of the wives is an Erva, there is no Yibum. Misha says there's no Yibum, and there's no Chalitza, right? And there's a Ptur Tzara, and there's a Ptur Tzara Tzara. So the Gemara says, on Gimel and Aleph, what do you mean? Let there at least be Chalitza, right? There's no Yibum, because you can't do Yibum with Chai Ben Krisas. But why can't you do Chalitza? Why shouldn't you have to do Chalitza? So the Gemara says, that's the first time, it's only Dav Gimel. In the Masechta, that the Gemara says, Kala Olo Yibum, Olo Chalitza. Kosha In Olo Yibum, In Olo Chalitza. Right? So basically, the Gemara there is saying, since you can't do Yibum, you don't need to do Chalitza either. And she is Mutares, right? And the Tzoros are Mutaros, without anything, Minatara. Similarly, Adab Chav Amud Aleph, once again, the Gemara originally says it's about, again, Chai Bekrisis. There the Gemara quotes a pasuk, that's why it's a little different. And Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Yavama Yavo Hashara, that the words Yavama Yavo Hashara, the word Yavama is superfluous, to teach you, Kol Anoli Yibam Ola Chalitza, Kol She'enoli Ola Chalitza, meaning that in the case, again, of Chai Bekrisis, since there is no capacity, no possibility of Yibum, therefore there's also no need for Chalitza. So that's the case on the Beis and Chaf. The interesting thing about Chaf is that the Gemara then ends up, you know, saying that maybe it isn't limited to Chai Ben Krisus, and maybe it would apply in other cases as well. That's what the Ramban and others discuss on Dav Chaf, and that we talked about already. Fine. The third case, third and fourth case, the ones that we did last time we got together, is the Gemara Dav Lamed Hei Amud Beis, and the Gemara on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Those are basically the same type of case. The case is basically on Lamed Hei Amud Beis, we'll just look at it again for a minute, is where the Mishnah talks about a Yavama who is a Me'uberes. The woman is pregnant at the time, right, when she is Omed asleep. In other words, the husband dies, and he leaves a pregnant wife, and the question is whether or not the child that she is carrying is going to be viable, in which case there is no din of Yibum or Chalitza, because then he has a child. Or, if the child is not viable, so then it'll turn out that she needs, and it'll turn out that she always needed, right, either Yibum or Chalitza. So the question is, what happens in the interim? That there can be no Yibum in the interim seems more obvious, because it's at minimum a Safek Eishes Ach. You don't know how it's all going to, you know, turn out. And since you don't know how it's all going to turn out, there's a possibility the child will survive, there'll be no din of Yibum, and how will you then, Lamafreya, justify the fact that he had a relationship with his sister-in-law, which is Chai Bekrisis? So at minimum, it's Safek Eishes Ach. The Ramban, this is what we saw and what we're not going to repeat right now, but the Ramban of Lamed Hei says it's more than Safek Eishes Ach. Because if it was just Safek Eishes Ach, then if he went ahead and did it, even though he shouldn't have, and it turned out that there was a need for Yibum, so then it should work. There should be a Kinyan Yibum as well. So the Ramban says no, it's more than that. Since it's a Safek Eishes Ach, therefore there's no Heter Yibum, and therefore Vadai, it's some sort of hafkaas yibum. I don't know whether he really literally means it would be esesach, even if it turns out that she needed yibum in the end. That's, would it be an iser of esesach? Would he really be chayv kares? I don't know. But that there would be no shame yibum because of this status, that the Ramban is convinced of. But the Gemara says, what's the problem of chalitza? That's the Gemara in the bottom here, where the Gemara says, Abaya Amar, this is Islam in Haman days, Amr Abaya, rather, 3-6 lines on the bottom. Amr Abaya, the Bia Kulam Alo Pligid La Patra. When it comes to Bia, the Yibum, when she's pregnant, right? And it's a, whatever, it doesn't matter to me the percentages. You know, obviously the percentages are the child will survive. So it's even more, even if it, you know, was a high risk pregnancy and the chances were that it wouldn't survive, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that there's a chance that there'll be, right, no yibum b'chalitza. So that there's no bia makes terrific sense. But kipligi, the Gemara says b'chalitza. Right? Because what's wrong? So he'll do chalitza. And if the child survives, so a little spitting, a little base chalitza gnawing, you know, not the end of the world. It was unpleasant. You know, I'll say, okay, so it was for now. There's no bracha lebatala. Right? It's fine. It's not like it was in the Eish Sach. Right? And on the other hand, if the child, if you did need, if there was a Zika, you boy, Goy Milsul Mafred, it was a Zika. So it was Niftar, Oide, the Chalitza. Maybe you shouldn't put it off this way. She'll, you know, she, we guarantee it. We've taken care of her situation. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Tzabah Chalitza Smaber Shema Chalitza, Bias Smaber Slo Shema Bia, Rabbi Shlokar Sama Bia Smaber Slo Shema Bia, the Chalitza Smaber Slo Shema Chalitza. So what's wrong? That's Rabbi Yochanan makes a great deal of sense. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Manavshach, I Bia Smaber Shema Bia, Chalitza Smaber Shema Chalitza. If you say that the Bia of the Muberes, the Yibum, right, you shouldn't do it, but if you do it, it's Kal, then we understand why the Chalitza is Kal. But if not, Yibia Smuberes, Lo Shema Bia, then Chalitza Smuberes, Nami Lo Shema Chalitza. Then the Chalitza won't be good either. Why? It's not the same problem. There's no problem of Eish HaSach. The answer is, the Kandalan, the Kal, Ha'ola Lishmo L'Chalitza, V'Kol She'en Ola Yibam, Eino Ola L'Chalitza. Now here, this is what I want to point out, here we're not talking about the need for Chalitza, because there is a need for Chalitza. Because we're talking about a situation where Goy Milsa L'Mafreya, the child didn't survive. If the child survived, there wouldn't be a problem here. But the child did survive. And now we need either Yibum or Chalitza. So the question is, why isn't the Chalitza of before effective? Meaning, if you were going to say the perspective that it's about the common denominator, whether there's a Zika, that here there certainly was a Zika because you now need an Yibum v'Chalitza. Right? We didn't know it at the time. It was a Safek Zika at the time. Right? And time itself is going to clarify whether it was no Zika or it turns out that there was a Zika. Time clarifies now that there was a Zika. So what are you going to say? Because at the time you couldn't do Yibum because of the Safek or more, but there was a Zika, there's no Chalitza? Right? So the perspective that says it's all about the common denominator Zika is going to have a significant problem reading this Gemara. Because this Gemara isn't about the tour of Chalitza. It's about the chalos of Chalitza. It's about whether or not if you do a Chalitza, which turns out was necessary, but still at the time, right, was not a Chalitza that could be linked, that could be accomplished, where you could accomplish Yibum. So the question is, was it a meaningful Chalitza, even though the Zika turns out always to have been there? So if you take what I call the foil theory, right, on one of its levels, right, it's not to be the most extreme one, there's the view that says, as long as you can't do Yibum, the components of Chalitza kind of lose their significance. Right? Because part of what you're doing, right, is a response to not having done Yibum. So you have to have that ability to do Yibum, but you're not doing it. So then we understand very well that this klal isn't only a shir and zika, hey, or a ptur chalitza, but it can also be a din in chalos chalitza. And that's exactly what it is in this sugya. And the same thing is true in the next sugya, although it might be a bigger kiddush or a lesser kiddush, depending on your point of view. The next one on Nemala, which we discussed already.
Apply to a situation of a navel after the baby born, toch shloshim.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the details of that right now, but that's a question. How long does the child have to survive from the brother? Does it matter? That's all discussed in those topics. What would be about Havchana? That's the Sugya Mem Aleph. So the Mishnah on Mem Aleph, Mem Aleph is the Mishnah, which teaches us the din of Havchana. Meaning Havchana is that whenever there is a previous marriage, so you have to wait 3 months in order to establish the paternity, you know, of a child going forward. So the Mishnah initially says it's about Yibama. That Yibum should not take place within 3 months of the death of the, and the Mishnah sends him a plug, even if he was ill, or in the case of, then the Mishnah goes on and says, not only in Yibum, but in between marriages and in regular Ishas too. So again, even if there was only Erusin, or we knew Bevadai, that they hadn't been physically capable, right, of having a child, you know, for more, for a longer period, doesn't mean it's a plug of 3 months, whatever it is. So the Gemara itself, again, in the Malapun Beis, asks the question, Vishlomo Yibum, we understand the purpose of Avchana, but why is there a need for Avchana in Chalitza? Right? Again, if you're worried that there's a pregnancy, if you're really worried there's a pregnancy, so then it's the same sugya as Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish on Lamed Amud Beis. Right? In most cases, Avchana is true, even if you're not worried that there's a pregnancy. Right, as we said before, let's say the person had been ill earlier, so it's more that nonetheless, you have to wait 3 months technically, formally, so you're really not worried. So there's going to be, there's a Zika Badai in most cases of Avchana. Right? So they can't do Yibum now, we understand. That's part of the low plug of Avchana. But what's the problem with Chalitza? Why shouldn't you be able to do Chalitza? Doesn't violate anyhow. No question of paternity in the Chalitza. Right? But, if you take the view, so the Gemara says here on Mem Aleph, Pomet Beis, the Gemara says, Bishlom Alotas Yavim, first line, Shema Yia Vlad Ben Kayama, V'kapanga V'yisra Eishas Naftarais, Elotachot Tamai, right? Label Tav Tiyuvta Durav Yochanan, Tama Chalitza Sumber Shema Chalitza. So then if you skip 4 or 5 lines, the Gemara says, or 6 lines, the Gemara says, Ele Mishun Rav Yossi, Netanya Maisa, Vada Machlet, Shabala Friar Rav Yossi, Omele Mao Lachlots Betok Gimel, Omele Lo Tachlots. They asked him this question, can we do Chalitza in the Avchana period? He said, no. So the Gemara says, the Tachlots and Mavikach, what's the big deal? Karala Vamikra Zeh, Him Lo Yachpot, Sayim Chafetz Yabim, Kolo Livam Ol Chalitza, Vekule. So once again, this is a case where we're talking not about Zika, because it's for sure Zika. This is a question, and it's also not a question of a Ptur Chalitza, because there's no Chiv or potential of Yibum. It's a case of Chalos Chalitza. If you did the Chalitza during the 3 months, you shouldn't do it. Now Rashi says the whole thing here is Drabanan, because Avchana is only Drabanan. Certainly according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold Chalitza Smuberes, Shema Chalitza, then you can't say Chalitza Smuberes is better than Chalitza's Havchana, obviously. But the question will be, so Rashi says the whole thing here is a Din Rabbanan. Even though it's the same klal, and they're quoting Pasuk, it's an asmachta, in this case, this means l'chatzchila. But what will be according to Reish Lakish, who says, Chalitza smuberes lo shma chalitza, right? What we say about Havchana when you know for a fact that there's no muberes. So Tosa seems to discuss that. If that would be the right, so that would be a major shita. Because the only reason you're not allowed to do Yibum is Drabanan, yet the inability to do it is more important than why you can't do it, and that would certainly point to the idea that what's in the Chalos Chalitza depends Lemaisa on the capacity to do Yibum. So these two Gemara, you have two Gemara, Skimel and Chaf, which are talking about maybe Zika and certainly Ptur Chalitza, and you have two other Gemara, the same Klal, that are talking about a situation where there is Zika, and the question isn't about the Ptur, but the Chalos Chalitza. Oh. Then you have one other Gemara, and this is the Gemara that we didn't get to. A very important Gemara for many reasons, and that's the following. The Gemara here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So first, Mem Gimel Amud Beis is an important Mishnah, which seems like a complicated case Mishnah, but it really isn't at all. And it's just, it teaches us two very important klal. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Mishnah says, Arba'a Achim Nesuin, Arba Nashim. You have four brothers who are married to four wives. Okay. Umesu, and all four brothers die without children, leaving four Yavama situations, but not sorrows. We're not talking about four wives of one brother. We're talking about four brothers, each of whom right, has a wife, and therefore Yibum situation. So is there a din that one brother is limited to one, you know, a Yibum solving situation? Or no, a single brother, right, can or must relate to the obligation of Yibum, right, no matter how many brothers we're talking about. So that's this Mishnah. If anybody asks you that question, you say, oh, that's the Mishnah on Mem Gibel on the base. So Imratza HaGadol Shabahem Liyavim Es Kulon HaRishus Biyado. Okay. There's no din that he can only step into one brother's shoes. He can step into as many brothers' shoes as he, you know, as his feet allow. Okay. That's one halacha. The next halacha is equally important to the bigger picture, and that is Misha Hayu Nasui L'shtei Nashim Umeis, a person has more than one wife, right? Bi'asa O Chalitzasa Shalachas Mehen Poteres Tzarasa. Namely, if there's more than one wife for the single brother who died, so how do you know, people have always asked this question, do you have to do Yibum and Chalitza to each wife? Or one to the whole package, one to the group, right? So this is the Mishnah that tells you that one to the group is sufficient, right? A single, either bia or chalitza, to one of the group, poteres tzarasa, exempts not only that person, not only the wife that you are involved with, but the co-wives as well. Then the Mishnah just says, so let's say the one of the wives, right, is a psula to you. Let's say you're a kohen and she's a grusha, right? And the other one is a ksheira to you. So the rule is, im haya choletz, choletz la psula. Im haya miyabim, miyabim la ksheira. The haya miyabim la ksheira is obvious. If you're going to do Yibum, you should do Yibum to the one who is permitted to you. The other one isn't obvious. You should do Chalitza to the one who is Psula anyway. Why? You should be thinking, you know, about, you know, the market out there. In other words, if she's a Grusha, so anyways, she cannot marry a Kohen. So her being a Chalitza, right, now doesn't make her any less marketable. But if you were to do the chalitza on the wife that you could actually marry, then you turn her into a chalitza, and now she is going to be psula to a kohen. So you've increased or you've decreased, you know, the prospects of both the kohanim out there and these women in terms of their future prospects. So there's an important musar haskel, right, that you should... You know, there should be some consideration to minimizing, right, the, you know, in terms of, I guess, the, you know, the shidduch pool out there. Right, that's a consideration as well. Okay, good. So then the Gemara says as follows. Skip a little bit down. Uniyabe Mutravayu. This is, what is it, how many? 3, 6, 9. Like 12 lines down into the Gemara. So the Gemara said, very important Shakavataria. We're only going to read one aspect of it right now, but it's just a very important Gemara to know. So the Gemara says, Misha Yanasui, Uniyabe Mutravayu. Let's do Yibum with both wives, in the case where there are two wives. So this is really interesting, meaning the Gemara is challenging this idea of the Mishnah. And we'll read inside in a minute, we'll read the Ramban. The Ramban says the light motif, the underlying issue here is to challenge this question whether or not there really is a single Zika for the whole group, or he has a Zika independently for each wife. That's a big issue in the Masechta. And the Ramban uses it, we'll see inside in a minute, but the Ramban uses the Mashal. He says, let's say a person has more than one wife. Right? So if he divorces one of his wives, that divorces the rest of them. He has to divorce each wife separately. So the model of Kiddushin and Gerushin would seem to imply that there's no such thing as a package or a group of wives. Right? you have to relate to each marriage separately. So if you have a Zika relationship with your brother's wives, one would have thought that you have to relate to each one of them separately. On the other hand, that's what the Ramban says, and the Ramban is very troubled by this, even in the Maskaras HaGemara, as we'll see. I'll read it inside the minute. But the other side of the coin is that there's a huge difference. The huge difference is that when I marry multiple wives, right, so each wife that I marry is a totally separate kinyan, a totally separate decision. There's nothing to connect them in a sense. And if I choose to get married to more than one person at a time, which is an issue, you know, we shouldn't talk about that in terms of like Sheva Brachos and other such things. But if I choose to have, you know, definitely saves on the cost of the marriage, right? Of the, you know, the hall and the band, and even if I choose to do that, so I choose to do that. There's no chalos. There's no such thing as a single marriage. It's a separate act of kiddushin, and therefore, of course, you need each ishus is separate, and each ishus requires a separate get. But if we're talking about yibum, right? So basically, it's lahakim la'achid shem. I mean, this is really part of the question. One could say, it's very appealing to say, that the mechayev is the brother and his lack of an heir. It's not the wives. Now, we did see in the beginning of the year that the Sefer Batim has a fascinating comment where he says that part of the mechayev of yibum is related to the wife. I mean, you took this woman, you took her away from her family, right? And we don't mean literally, but at least in terms of, you know, legally she becomes, you know, part of the mishpacha of her husband, right, in terms of yichus and other such things, etc. And, you know, all of a sudden she's just, you know, she's left floating. Now, that's not the whole story, because then it shouldn't really matter whether... I saw recently, I was looking it over again, sort of Shamshon Fall Hirsch, in his Perush on the Torah, he considers this a possibility, and he rejects it. He didn't know the Sefer Batim, I guess. He says, because then it, of course, shouldn't matter whether or not the husband, the deceased husband, leaves children or not. If the issue is, if the mechayev is, oh, the, you know, the isolation or the, you know, the security of the wives, so then one would think that has nothing to do with how many children the husband leaves. If it's all about lahakim lahakim shame be Yisrael, you know, it's about furthering the brother's legacy, then we understand what that's all about. Okay, I still think there's a lot of merit to what the Sefer HaBatim says, and you know, the fact that she has a stepson, other things, you know, is a factor. Her husband leaves a family that she relates to, they have obligations to her, at least in terms of a kind of you know, extended kibbutzim, perhaps. Point to somebody showing up. I don't want to get involved in that. I think it's a good question, and I think that, you know, for the Sefer HaBatim, there's probably you know, things to say to answer it. But the point is, in a way, you know, these two perspectives are connected to this point. The more you look at Lachem Lachem Shem be Yisrael, so it's about him and his legacy, and not about them. Moreover, even if it was about them, but it's about them, the Vasachas. Unlike Kiddushin, where I say, even if you have to have, if you're allowed to, you know, make one wedding for all of your five wives, you know, pre-Rabbeinu Gershom, obviously, so that would just be a choice that you would make, and even then, there's no chalos, there's no such, you know, you might do it that way, so you'll have the same anniversary, you know, and you'll save costs on the band, but in the end of the day, it's five different weddings, you know, Bevasachas. But when it comes to Yip, the Zika, right, it's not a coincidence that the Zika is Bevasachas, right? Either the Misa, or whatever it is, whatever is Mechayev, the Zika is Mechayev, it is a unit, the Vasachas. Right? The very notion of Tzaros, the reason that, when we say the Erva, right, we paskin like Beis Hillel. Okay, maybe this is goofing the Maklokus Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is certainly saying that all the candidates for Yibum are interconnected. It's not like you have a Zika for each and every one of them. I shouldn't say it's impossible. You might say that, oh, if one of them doesn't have a Zika, then none of them have a Zika, since each one is an equal candidate. So if there's some flaw with one, then the whole Zika doesn't get off the ground. But in a situation where there's no flaw, maybe it's a separate Zika for each and every one. Maybe. Certainly Beis Shammai, right, who said that sorrows are not affected even in the case of Erva, knows certainly of A, that you can have Zika to one even if you don't have Zika to the other. And B, probably felt that the each Zika is an independent Zika. Not that it's a package, or at least not fully a package. So there are a number of issues that come into play when we're talking about this question, whether or not all the women are a unit or not. Anyways, so it's just fascinating, we'll see inside a minute, that the Ramban, even with the halakha and maskana, employs the analogy of gittin and kiddushin, and is struggling with this notion, you know, that one act to break the Zika should work for everybody. If there are multiple candidates, then you should require multiple, you know, as many candidates are, they should require some sort of a p'tur. So that, either way, that gufa is what the Gemara is asking. Uniyabe mutravayu, right? Each woman should require a yibum. So the Gemara says, Amar Abchiv or Abam, Rabbi Elchanan, Amar Kro, Asher lo yibaneh es beis achiv, bayis echad uboneh, the ein boneh shtei batim. So the question is, basically, how do you understand this din? You can say it's exeris akasuv. In Ochanami, the Zika applies individually, and fundamentally you should require a solution for each and every one. Maybe you'll even go further and say the solution to one is considered the solution for each and every one. But there's a exeris akasuv that says that's the way it works, that there's a tziruf across the board, that you relate to each one by relating to one, but you can't do, right, the bayis echad uboneh, the einu boneh shnei bat. Or, alternatively, this is gufo what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is, the mechayiv, the yibum, is the brother. It's his legacy. The candidates are echatimtzis. You can choose whichever one you want, but you only have to relate to one, because it's really the brother that you're relating to. And that's what we mean when we say bayis echad uboneh. You can't be boneh shnei batim, because that's fundamentally almost like eishes ach, because then you're relating to her as her, not her as, you know, the hakim lach and shame of the brother. Okay, so this might be gufa the issue between Bali Tosis and Ramban, how to read, you know, the maskana of the Gemara here. So then the Gemara says v'nachlotz l'travayu. Sounds like, okay, and this is very important also, because basically the Gemara is saying, okay, there's no double gibum, let there be a double chalitza, which highlights that chalitza apparently works differently than yibum. Now we can understand that, especially if it's an eishes ach kind of an issue, right? Because there's no eishes ach violation for chalitza. So even though the Gemara knew that there's no double yibum or no two yibums in the same zika, the Gemara didn't know yet that there aren't two chalitzas in the same zika. Fascinating. This shows a different character. So the Gemara says, Amar Marzutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Kor, but this is also a pasuk. It says, Beis Chalutz Anal, Bayis Echad Ucholetz, Ve'ein Choletz, Shtei Batik. Now there is a Yerushalmi that seems to suggest, we'll see this a little bit later on, that Chalitza is a kinyan. Normally we think of Chalitza not as a kinyan, but as a matir. Meaning there's a Zika of some sort, which connects the Yavama to the Yavam. And what the chalitza does is it unravels. It's like the get, it's matir it. It unravels it. Right? But Yerushalmi has a deya that says that chalitza is not a matir, chalitza is a kinyan. What does that mean? So the way some people understand it is, it's like a you know, get is also kones atzma, you know, the get. But here it's like a relationship by means of the chalitza, and then a heter. That's how they explain the shita, that's how some achronim explain the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if you look at the Mishnah here, actually, in the next Mishnah, Mem Dalad, Amin Aleph, the Mishnah says, Amaksu Kushaso, Vanose Chalutaso, Vanose Kruvas, Krovas Chalutaso, Yotu Avlad Mamzer, Dear Rabbi Akiva. Echome made Avlad Mamzer, Modem Vanose Krovas Kushaso, Shavlad Mamzer. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, right, anose krovas chalutzaso yotzi vavlad mamzer. A woman who's a krovas chalutzaso is like a krovas grushaso. So that's very remarkable. If chalitza is only a matir, that doesn't make sense. The reason that a krovas grushaso is a lab is not because of the gerushin, usually, it's because of the original kiddushin. I mean, it was a kinyan. Right, despite the get, the fact that there was once an ishus, right, makes some of her krovos permanently, disqualified. But that's not true in Yibum. In Chalitza, is it? So it seems that Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that Chalitza isn't just a matir, but Chalitza is a kinyan of some sort. And that works very well with that Yerushalmi. So also here, when the Gemara says, so possibly what they mean is, even though it doesn't look that way, chalitza is a kind of a kinyan. It's a kinyan and a matir. But it's a kinyan before it's a matir. It's a relationship. Doing chalitza with someone is having a relationship with them. Not having a relationship. It's not rejecting a relationship. Of course, it's rejecting the relationship of Yibum, an ishus or a continued ishus relationship. But it's a kind of an arrangement, right, that acknowledges and cements the kinyan before the heter. So then what the Gemara is saying is not just the Gzeres HaKasu, that, who cholets, base chalutzanal, ba'yisechud cholets, vein cholets, shnebatim, but it's, again, it's this idea that you just can't have two kinyanim. You can only have one kinyan with your brother's wife, one of your brother's wives. Okay. Oh, anyways, then the Gemara says, "Uniyabim lechada, the nachlots lechada." It's also fascinating, right? So the Gemara doesn't, at this point, the Gemara doesn't think that the whole zika is paka once you've done one thing for someone. Again, that's what it seems like. Maybe in the maskara, that's what they think. But the Gemara is still clinging to the idea that you could have either as a chalos, if not as an obligation, but maybe even as an obligation, that you have to relate to more than one wife. So that's what the Gemara said, do Yibum with one. You can't do two Yibums, fine. You can't do two chalitzas, but do one Yibum and one chalitza. Which again, would highlight not only that there's multiple zikas here, but also again that there's a qualitative difference between Yibum and chalitza. They are just two. Remember, we had again. I like to, recall these because they're helpful. The Rivash. At one point, was saying, "Oh, what is Yibum and Chalitza like? Two alternatives. Kiddush on Yayin, Kiddush on Pas. If it's Kiddush on Yayin, Kiddush on Pas, you're still making Kiddush twice. You know what I'm saying? But if it's Echad Lekariv, Echad Lerachek." If you have two different women and you're obligated to relate on a Zika level to both of them, then maybe you could do one for one. And you can't do two Larachiks, you can't do two Lakaris. That's a stira. But to do Lakari on one, Larachik on the other, not so terrible if that's the model. Anyways, the Gemara says that that's wrong too, but why? Amar Kra, here's our punchline. Him lo yachpots, hachafetz, yiyabim. Kol ha'olam yibam ol lechalitza kol shein ol yibam eino ola lechalitza. Meaning what? What's the suggestion here? That you should do yibum for one and then do chalitza for the other. So the Gemara says, well, when you do yibum for one, can you do yibum for the other? No, because we just said before, by zechad hu boneh einu boneh shnei batim. So once you can't do yibum for the second, you can't do chalitza for the second either, because of the rule of kol she'ol yibum ol chalitza kol she'ol yibum ol chalitza. Okay. So once again, is this about zika? No, this is all according to the view in the Gemara that there is a zika for both. So it's not a lack of zika, presumably. So what is it? It's not that you don't, it ends up this kind of in between. Because the Gemara's conclusion is, therefore, you don't need to do chalitza. But the Gemara's only explaining that you don't need chalitza because you can't do chalitza, not because you can't do yibum. There's no chalos chalitza. What the Gemara's really saying is, there's no chalos chalitza here, once you've done yibum. Since you can't do yibum now, There's no chalos chalitza. If there's no chalos chalitza, then there's no need for the chalitza. But the Gemara isn't saying there's no need for the chalitza because there's no yibum. The Gemara is saying there's no chalos chalitza because there's no yibum. So in a way, this Gemara is the in-between, right? Again, the first two cases, Daf Gimel and Daf Chav, were if there's no Yibum, there's no Chiyuv Chalitza. Daf Lamed Hei and Daf Mem Aleph were if there's no possibility of Yibum, there's no Chalos Chalitza. Here the Gemara is saying, if there's no Yibum, there's no Chalos Chalitza, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Chalitza. That's this Gemara. But once again, it's a very fascinating, there's at this point the Gemara thought there was a Yibum, or so it seems. We'll see in the Rishonim in a minute. Okay. I'm just going to read the end of the Gemara, because it's fascinating. So then the Gemara says, V'od, another possibility, Shalayom Rubayis Miktsaso Banoi U Miktsaso Chalots. This is also really interesting, for two reasons. Number one, people shouldn't think, you know, somehow doing a Yibum and a Chalitza, even if you could do it, somehow they cancel each other out. So number one, it sounds like the Gemara now, for the first time, is saying, instead of looking at each candidate separately, we should look at them as a unit and say, oh, it's a stira. You can't, either you're going to Larachek or you're going to Lakarev. You can't half Larachek, half Lakarev. What do you mean half Larachek, half Lakarev? There's a separate Zika for each woman. For woman number one, I'm being Makarev. Woman number two, I'm being Larachek. What's the problem? So all of a sudden now, the Gemara is shifting and saying, well, there's a single Zika here, and a single Zika doesn't abide the stira, they see it in stira too, right, of bias, here now they're characterizing it, miktsaso banui, miktsaso chalots. Now it's fascinating, Tosus and the Ramban say here, what do you mean shalayomru? It sounds like that's a dindra, it's only dindra abaman, isn't it? Here, the ode, Tosus Masa the ode. Lo gar sinan v'od gzeira shema yomer bayis matz miktaso. Dima daraisa v'yabim l'chada v'chotz l'chada v'shum gzeira l'yaniach. Right? There was a kiras on the Gemara. It said gzeira shelo yomru. People shouldn't say. So the Tosa says gzeira doesn't make any sense. Because in the daraisa, you have to relate to one at least one more of the women here. Then gzeira drabanan is going to interfere with the Zika Daraisa. So Tosa says, the right Girsa is to take away the word Gzeira. But then that means that the din of Miktsasa Banu, Miktsasa Chalutz is a Daraisa. Right? And it's not just a perception that somehow that's problematic, but there really is a Stira. And that Stira means two things. It means that on some level, we are looking at the package. And number two, that Yibum and Chalitza really are seen, in some senses, as mutually exclusive, not side by side. It's not Yayin and Pas. It's not a this Gemara. Okay. Shalom Bayis Mitzasa Banavog. The other Gemara says, V'yomru, Yidim Yadim, V'hoda Chalitz, Achanami. Hello, Dilma Chalitz, V'hoda Miyabim. Actually, I'm going to stop here for a minute. I'll get back to the rest of this. Okay. Yeah. Before we get to that, let me get to the Tosas. So Tosas here says, Tosas on the first one, Uniyabe. Everybody have that? Niyab l'chada v'nachot l'chada. So the Gemara says, Omakrom lo yachvot. So Tosas here quotes that there was a different gear. So Isfarim de Garsi, Nekamihachi. There's a line that we don't have that was in the text before this. V'nachlot l'chada, the opposite question. Our Gemara says, v'niyabem l'chada v'nachlot l'chada, do yibum with one and then do chalitz on the other. The Gemara says, you can't do that because kol ol yibum ol l'chalitza kol she'en ol yibum ol l'chalitza. Since you can't do two yibums, you can't do a second chalitza either. That's what our Gemara says. The way the Isfarim had was that the Gemara first said, V'nachlots l'chada u'niyabim l'chada. I do chalitza first, and then do yibum to the other one. Right, what's wrong with that? So Tosa says, and then the answer was, Amar Kra, Asher Lo Yibaneh, Kiven Shelo Bana, Shuv Lo Yibaneh. That was the Girsa. Meaning, since you had, that's also fascinating, what's the problem with doing, you did Chalitza, if you did Yibum first, we understand why you can't do Chalitza after, since you can't do Yibum after. But if you did Chalitza first, why can't you do Yibum after? The answer is because if you pass up the opportunity to do Yibum, you can never do Yibum again. There's a din. That Yibum has to be your first choice. That's a halakha on Yibum. Sorry?
Chalitza breaks the
Zikavan. Yeah, but the whole assumption of the Gemara, that's what we've been saying. The whole assumption of this whole Gemara is that isn't true. But that's what the Gemara is testing. The whole assumption of the Gemara is that even though you've done something, it's still per se, unless that's what the Gemara keeps saying, and that's what the Gemara says. No, but the Gemara said the opposite travayu. The Gemara said benachlotz travayu. Every time the Gemara is asking that question, it's assuming that even though you've done something already, you haven't broken the Zika for everybody. You've only broken the Zika for one. So if that's true, so this is the same thing. You did chalitza, right? That broke the Zika for her. It didn't break the Zika for the tzara. The tzara still has Zika. So why not do Yibum? Now you'll see the Ramban says what you're saying at this point. Ramban says, oh, we don't know that, and we know that chalitza is going to break the Zika. But that's all the Tosas say. And Pashas Tosas is right. So near the Logar Sinan, that's what Tosas had the Girsa. Right? Oh, my crush, Kivin Shalom Bana, Shuv Lo Yibana. That's, again, the idea that Yibum has to come first. Which, again, if Yibum is preferred and chalitza is a rejection of Yibum, so once you've done chalitza, there's no going back to Yibum. That's what this Girsa is saying. So Tosa says, Venira de Logar Sinan. This is not a correct Girsa on the Gemara, because there's a better answer to the question. And it wouldn't get off the ground. Why? De Lo Tzarek Kralach, you don't need a pasuk to teach you this din. The kivan, the chalat, the chalitz, lechada, he efshar liyabim shniyah. Because once you've done the chalitza, you can't do yibum anyway. Kivan shena ola lechalitza. Kedam aleil, the ena chalitz, shnei batim. What is that? Kol ola lechalitza, ola liyibum, kol shena ola lechalitza, ena ola liyibum. Something that the Gemara never ever said. But the Tosas here, and earlier in Daf Yudam and Beis, Tosas says the same thing. That's Tosas' call. Now, what is it, as I said before, if it's the common denominator of Zika, that's fine, but these aren't cases of Zika, probably. So what is it? Maybe it's what I call the safety valve idea. Namely, if there's no potential to do chalitza, you can never have a yibum. But as we'll soon see, the Ramban is going to disagree about that as well. We'll see in a moment. The Ode says in Tosis, the ena chalitza shnei batim, Mashma da Hashniya Mutaris Lashuk Bivalo Klum. That's what you said. Earlier, when we were saying do two Yibums, do two Chalitzas, we were basically working with the idea that each wife requires a separate Ptur Zika because it isn't a package. But maybe once the Gemara said, right, that you can't have two Binyanim and you can't have two Chalitzas, maybe that's when the Gemara already was saying that what? That there's a single Zika. And once again, and that's a chat that there's no two chalitzas. Not because you can't have two kinyanim. Right? But the ena chalitza shnei batim mashma tashniyam mutaris l'shuk b'v'lo klum. Not because we can't do another chalitza. But because it's a matir. Ukrod lo yibana aitar l'kidoshinu perakama l'nate kachalutza mekares v'la. I would need lo yibana for then. So that's the Gemara of Yudam Beis, Makhlukas Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish. What happens if you do Chalitza, and then you have with the sister-in-law, and then you have a relationship with her? Or with one of the Tzaros? Is that Yisur Eishes Ach? Right? Because you didn't do Yibum? Or Once you did chalitza, either for her or even for the tsaros of her, right? So it's basically a din in lo yibaneh, not a din in eishes ach. So it's an iser lav, not an iser karet. That's the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the Gemara on Daf Yud on base. Maybe we'll get a chance to discuss it more fully. Okay, next tosis. Then the next tosis says, kol she'enu ol yi'ola v'kulei, v'im tamah harei cheresh v'kareshes, de'enu ol v'chalitza v'ol v'yibum. Now the Gemara says kol she'enu l'yibum en ol v'chalitza, kol she'enu l'yibum en ol v'chalitza. But because Tosis just finished saying that there's no girsa to exclude the case of what? Of chalitza. Of yibum after chalitza, because since there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. But since Tosis has been mechadesh and of mem dal rav dirumasu uniyabim and earlier in Afyudim and Beis that there is a klal that whenever there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. So somehow it became such a davar pashut that now Tosis is asking, even though they go on the dirumasu kol she'en ola, strange, but. What about a cherish and a chareshes? The inner ola b'chalitza. Now, why is a cherish and a chareshes not ola b'chalitza? Because they can't have the amira, because it's a cherish and a chareshes, right? And nonetheless, it's olam liyibum, but there is yibum. We just finished saying it. Tos finished establishing, right? This phantom klal. It's not to them. It's not a phantom klal. It's a klal. Right? I'm calling it a phantom klal because it's not. It's not explicit in our Gemara. Kedamar Perf Keresh, the Gemara says explicitly, there's Yibum. Doesn't this prove the klal is wrong? Tosa says, Yeshlomar Dehosom B'nei Chalitza Ninu, Hele De Pumayu, Hu De Koyvlu. Meaning that's a technicality. You just can't implement Chalitza, but it's not like the Mufka B'nei Chalitza. You just can't do it because you can't do it. So the Marach or Zeruah, in the tshuva, says he thinks that this idea that there's a klal kol she'en acholitz and a miyavim is wrong, and the reason it's wrong is because of this raya cherish v'chareshes.
What's wrong with the cherish? What's wrong with the cherish?
Well, he has to say me'ein. He each one has to say, right?
He has to say also.
Yeah, there's dibur on both sides. Anyways, so what's that machlokas about? What's the machlokas between the Marach or Zeruah and Tosis about? Why, I mean, it is Pumayu Koyvle. I mean, it is only, it's what the Ramban and Rajba certainly would say is Dovar Acher Goring Law. It's not a lack of Zika, for sure. Ah. So either, this is the same machlokas we found in the real call of the Gemara, kol she'enu liyibum en ol chalitza, kol she'enu liyibum, kol she'enu liyibum en ol chalitza, kol she'enu liyibum en ol chalitza. Namely, we discussed before, three perspectives, but there are more than three, really, but three basic perspectives, right? Either it's just a shirin zika, or the opposite extreme was, no, it's a foil, ad kedekach, we don't care why, we just care that. If lemaisa, you can't do yibum, then chalitza loses its significance. Right? And then the middle shita, no, even if there's Zika, but if you're mufka mi'ibum, as opposed to you just lemaisa can't implement ibum, that's what's kovei. Fine. And where you draw the line in that is a debate. Fine. So here too, the Rishonim, who will tell you, you know, just like with our ones who say that when it comes to ibum's impact on chalitza, we don't care if it's technical or not. So too, the Marach or Zeruah is saying, listen, if there is such a klal, then we should be strict constructionists about the klal, meaning we should only care about what it says and what it means, meaning if you can't do chalitza, there's no yibum. Pshuto kemashmo. So what do you mean, pumayu koyvle? Fine, but you still can't do chalitza. End of story. On the other hand, if you had a different perspective on the relationship between yibum and chalitza, you probably, according to that perspective, would have a different relationship between, you would have a different perspective on the relationship between chalitza and yibum. And then you say, well, pumayu koyvle, right, the davar acher goribla. So this argument between the Marach or Zeruah and the Baalei Tosis, right, is is the same argument that we saw. Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe here the idea is that to say that chalitza depends on yibum, as we've explained, is much easier to justify. Especially if you see chalitza as the foil and the compensation, you know, again, it's nita, kind of like a nita glase, according to some Rishonim. And even if you say it isn't exactly nita glase, but certain ceremonially, right, much of chalitza, me'ein yibami, right, he refuses to do yibum. That's part of the hagdara and part of the rikika, and part of a lot of these things are, you know, not just lemaisa we're doing chalitza, not yibum, but he's willfully doing chalitza and not yibum. That whole idea, which works well with chalitza being, right, the second choice, is much easier to explain from yibum to chalitza than it is from, which is why the Rishonim, as we'll see in a moment, including the Maror Zeruah, but we'll see it probably Rashi as well, probably the Ramban, who think that there's no such klal as kol ol lechalitza ol yibum kol she'en ol chalitza in ol yibum, because to say it in the direction of yibum to chalitza is easier to explain than in the other. Just as that is true for the Rishonim who will reject the klal, it also may be true in explaining or applying klal. In other words, the best way then to explain the din of chalitza impacting on yibum might be what I said before, the idea of a safety valve. Why is it that kol she'en ol chalitza ein ol yibum? And in a way it's ironic, because if there's no explicit Gemara, so how do we know this? Well, we have a Gzeres HaKasuv on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and five Gemaras that explicitly articulate this klal when it comes to the direction of yibum and chalitza. But according to Bali Tosis, and we'll see in a moment the Rambam, who seem to think that there's this, also this klal in the other direction, like where does it come from? Where do they get it from? So maybe the Rambam has a Gemara. Maybe his reading of a Gemara establishes it. But it's still interesting. The Gemara doesn't ever say kol she'ol chalitza ol yibum. Right? So the answer may be, because that's what chalitza does. Chalitza is a safety valve for yibum. That's what it's there for. It's to keep yibum kadosh and honest. And that's why if something is not nitan l'chalitza, then maybe it's not nitan l'yibum. It's indispensable, even without a gzeres hakasuv, and even without an explicit statement. It's either nothing at all, or maybe that's the tain of Maror Zeruah. Then Maror Zeruah says as follows. To explain why yibum, right, why chalitza is dependent upon yibum, right, that's a very logical halacha, but it also makes sense to draw the line in a certain place. Maybe it doesn't depend on lemaisa so much as the mechayiv, the zika, the shame yibum, the chalos yibum. Fine. Yibum, or the chalitza, is only meaningful when yibum is, theoretically at least, applicable. But if you think already that there's a din, that there's no yibum without chalitza, and it's a safety valve halacha, then that really depends. Lamaisa, why do we care whether pumayu kaivlo? The fact is that if a cheresh and a chereshes can't do chalitza, then they shouldn't be forced into yibum either. They shouldn't have to do yibum either. So that's why, even if Maror Zeruah will tell you that when it comes to yibum, it doesn't depend on lemaisa. He might think that the klal operates differently. If you think there is such a klal, it has to operate technically as well. Suggestion. Okay. Now, what do I say about, what do I mean about the Rambam and Ramban and Rashi? So if you look very quickly, actually we're going to have to finish this a little bit more next week, just the other parts, but maybe we'll see. So, very, very quickly, at the today's sheet. Yes. So the Babli in Sanhedrin, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, so part of a longer Mishnah, but it's the middle of the Mishnah, HaMelech lo don v'lo don in oso. Right? Lo mei v'lo mi din oso, lo chol eitz v'lo choltzin is the key part for us, lo chol eitz v'lo choltzin l'ishto, lo miyabim v'lo miyabim l'ishto. a melech doesn't do Yibum Mechalitza, and Yibum Mechalitza is not done to his wife either. So the Gemara, Yud Tes Amud Beis, says, Lo Kol Mitzvah, Lo Kol Tov. So the Mishnah then goes on to say, sorry, one more time, one more word. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Ratza Lachlot Zol Yabim, if the melech wants to do Yibum Mechalitza, Zochor LaTov, good for him. Right, we give him credit. On the law, the Mishnah of the Chachamim said, Ein Shomid Lo, we don't allow him to do it. So the Gemara says, Lo Kol Tzvah Lachol Tzvah Bechul. So if there's no Mechila, how could Rabbi Yehuda say, give him credit? Right? So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shaini. What do you see from that Gemara, though? That the problem of a Melech doing Chalitza is a problem of kvoda. Right? So that's what Rashi says. Chalitza gnai hilo, lo b'lebezdenu tehero kekas lefana. The coming to Bezdin and the Rikika is beneath his dignity, and therefore he doesn't do it. Then Rashi adds, v'yibum gnai hulo l'kumal shem achiv. What is Rashi avoiding saying? What we'll see in a moment the Rambam says. What's the problem of Yibum? The problem with Chalitza is the problem of Rikika. Right? And the need to be B'fnei Bezdin. What's the problem of Yibum? So Rashi says, the Yibum problem is a Gnai as well. Lachum al Shem Achiv. Well, some people might think that that's a kavod, even for a Melech. Right? Interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. That's Rashi. Contrast that with the Rambam. Rambam says, Ilchus Malachim, V'asa l'rosa k'shu arum, V'lo k'shu mistaper. Right, shouldn't see him when he's not clothed, when he's shaving, when he's having his hair cut. V'lo k'shu beis amerchat, V'lo k'shu mistapeg. Right, the dignity of Malchus. The eino choletz. Rambam adds, Shenemar v'yarko b'fanav v'zeh b'zayon. But he understood the Gemara the way Rashi did, at least this part. V'afilu rotza ein shomid lo, shemelech shemachal kvodo. Clearly, that's how he read the Gemara, right? Ein kvodo machal. Then he adds, v'hoil v'eino choletz, eino miyabim. Meaning, there's a klal, like Tosis. Kol sheino choletz, eino miyabim. That's an amazing thing.
How does Rashi characterize something from the Torah as a denial?
From Melech. A melech, you know, is a, it's a certain, you know, a melech is a we, he's not a he. You know, a he is, you know, stands in the makomach. A we doesn't. I was in London for a week. But, you know, it's not that that he's mekel on din Torah, chas v'shalom. It's a certain perspective in Malchus. Right? A melech isn't just an individual. He represents, he stands for the nation. And l'hakim l'achim, shame be Israel, as noble as it is for an individual, is inappropriate for a king. It's a shear in his, you know, perspective on the monarchy. You know, being somta simalecha melech, hey, you know, godol b'achecha, you know, that he should be, you know, above the fray, right? So family... noble family, what's noble in the context of an individual, a private citizen, is inappropriate for somebody who represents the whole nation. He doesn't have a brother, you know, he has Klal Yisrael. That's how I would explain it. I think it's a chiddush. Barash is trying to avoid this Klal, clearly. Okay. Now look at the Ramban just for one more second. So this is a debate. Look at the Ramban. For a second, see, the Ramban also did not, he quotes Tosis, but he doesn't quote that part of Tosis. Instead, he points the other part about the Zika. But you see, the Ramban is the one who formulates this whole, that the whole sugi here is about whether there is a Zika for each, you know, individual. And even the Maskana, the Ramban, is struggling with this question and thinks that the get paradigm is interesting. He says one other interesting thing, and this will stop. So he says as follows. Haki Garcino, see the Ramban on, in the previous Mar Makomos, right? Chidush Ramban, Mem Dalet Omed Aleph? You've almost Mem Dalet Omed Aleph? On the second page. Haki Garcino, Benuschi, Uniyadim with Trabayu, Behodar Benachlots with Trabayu, Behodar Benachlots, Lechada, Uniyabim Lechada, that's the Girsa that Tosis quoted. right? Let, if he first did chalitza, let him now do yibum. Then the Gemara asks, niyav mechada v'nachot tzachada. So the Ramban says, v'kula mishum de tmiel on milsa. He says the whole shakta v'tarya is the Gemara's way of struggling with the question, heich achas mafka zika mitzarasa bein biyubum bein biyubum bein bechalitza. How can one, something you do for one wife, solve the problem for the other? But tzorpatim in the balitosis mochakin v'nachot tzachado niyavim v'chado. Now we're told in Tosis for two reasons. The second reason is because they finally think at this point of the Gemara that what? That the chalitza is a matir of the whole zika. But the first answer was because of the klal of kol ola chalitza ola li'ibam. So notice the Ramban only quotes the second. Mishum de mikra de ena cholit shnei batim minei shamina de bechalitza hakas mutera shteyem l'shuk. V'od, it has all different reasons. The way shlokish domer tzar bekares tikshi de hachi mukala kra lav dumi de chalitza hatz. That's the Gemara of Yonah Beis, which I alluded to, but I don't want to get into. But then the Ramban adds ve'eni roa divrayim limcho kasparin. I think you should quote the Gersa, which also proves he doesn't like the klal of kol ola chalitza. He doesn't even quote it for Bali Tosis, and he even thinks to quote the line of the Gemara. Why? Because the Ramban, even the Maskana, is still bothered by why one action is going to undo the zika for multiple candidates. El hachi tamar, the mid kol sokadai change shnei nashim potra zu azu mi zika. The other meaning was that one wife is not potra the other wife from zika. Kishem shein potra zu azu beger echad. Just like multiple wives, you can't get rid of a, you know, oh, it's all one package marriage. But as I explained before, there's a huge difference between those two things. The Ramban is ignoring that huge difference, at least in the Havamim. Shemachi, kasanta daitach, techiyam rachmanav, ena chol z'shnei batim, there's a kasut shalo yachot z'shnayim. But it doesn't mean, yet, that the Gemara knows that chalitza is a matir of the entire Zika. It's still not true. They still think it's really matir one, but what you do for one is mitzare from mitzuref to the others. And therefore, maybe you should have to do yibum. This is a very critical line, and this will conclude, but you should just be aware of this. Ramban says, listen, the bechada, one might have thought that when you have one wife, then you have to give the option of yibum and chalitza. But if you have more than one wife, maybe you can force that there should be a yibum for someone. It's a fascinating habamina. Listen to this. The bechada hu detala rachmana b'didei shemalot imatze chen beina. So when there's one wife, you can't force, you can't say you have to do yibum. This is the safety valve idea. Right? B'shtayim yikach eza sheyirtza. Now, come on, you already can choose. Between two, you know, between one of them, I mean, you can do a yibum. Therefore, hilkach yachlotz v'yabem. Therefore, you might think, right, since we don't think that all you need to do is address one. We think that fundamentally you need to address both. We might think that one of them, mimonav shach, you have to do yibum. If you have multiple candidates, you have to do yibum to one of them. Therefore, the Gemara has to conclude, kibun, mikibun shalobana, yibum has to be your first choice. Now, filo reshokish, miyutu shalibana, vikulan, etc. We'll stop here.